Congratulations, you. You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast. Yes, you are.
Great stuff. We have a fantastic artist here. On the line, we have Senet coming on to talk about their new single, Worst Thing I Could Do. Good morning. How are you doing?
Morena, I'm good. How are you?
Nice. I'm chill, man. I'm super chill. Had a fantastic evening last night, so I'm just very, very happy, very content.
That's good.
How are things in Melbourne?
They're very good. It's getting warmer. Summer's coming. Mm-hmm. School's finishing. It's all, like, settling in. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to... Are you managing to find a kind of summer vocation at the moment? Is that on the mish?
I'm coming back to New Zealand, so that would be nice to see everyone.
Oh, true. Nice.
But, yeah.
Nice. You must be getting up at, like, what, is it 6:30 over there right now?
Yeah, it is.
My goodness, you are determined.
To be fair, I get up quite early for uni every day, so I'm quite used to it.
Yeah, it's remarkable. I mean, I get up at 6:45 for this job, and that's stressful enough. I can't imagine getting up at that hour to get interviewed. Like, well, hats off to you. We're here to talk about your new single, The Worst Thing I Could Do. What is the worst thing that you could do?
Oh, I think the worst thing I could do is probably go back to exes. Like, that's the one thing that the worst thing I keep doing.
I'm a one and done situation kind of guy. You know, if it didn't work the first time, yeah. I'm not revisiting that chapter ever again. I'm closing the
book.
I need to pick that up. I think it's, I don't know, it's buzzing. Yeah, I know people who have, like, yeah, hooked up with their exes and stuff after the relationship ends. And I'm like, oh, is that really a good idea? Is that the smartest thing you could be doing with your time? Yeah, it never seems
it's never a good
well.
Idea.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't ever pan out well. That is a very good answer. That is a very good answer. You know, when I was scrolling through your Spotify doing some research, I saw all the titles of your songs.
Yeah.
I thought you can make some really, like, fun kind of modular song titles. For instance, I made up Game for To the Bone for the Ride. Have you ever done that before?
I actually haven't.
Oh, it's fun. You should do it, man. It's awesome.
I should do it. Yeah. That is fun.
It's very, very
silly.
I love
that. The
kind of promo around your new single, The Worst Thing I Could Do, includes a photo of you with a horse. My first question to you, are you a horse girl? And secondly, what's the symbolism with the horse?
Okay, so last year, like the last like few years, I've had like a really strong obsession with like wanting to have a ranch at some point, like in my future. And when it comes down to the song, I talk a lot about like building a future with this person and like, well, kind of envisioning a future with this person. And I would always like talk about like wanting to have kids and then wanting to have like a ranch. And so I thought it'd just be funny, like, haha, like no ranch, no kids, no husband, you know?
None of that.
Crack up.
No, a ranch would be sick. If you could have a ranch anywhere, would you want to have it in like Australia or on like a station in Aotearoa or like in Wyoming? What kind of ranch are you envisioning?
Wyoming could be cool.
It'd be cold as hell, but it would be awesome.
It'd be really cold. But I feel like it'd be nice to have like a ranch there and then come back to like the beaches. Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I think that's mean. I think a ranch with like a sauna and a huge kitchen and like a massive vegetable garden would be awesome. That's a good idea.
I'm so sick.
You say on the track, as you kind of alluded to before, kind of, that you move too fast in romantic adventures. Now, is this something that you recognize when you're doing it, or is it more of an after-the-fact kind of analysis?
I think it's definitely an after thing, yeah. Mm-hmm. I feel like I can never tell while I'm actually in it, and then afterwards I'm like, oh. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Blinded by by love, one might say.
Oh, you can put it like that.
You can put it like that. No, it happens to the best of us. Is that something that you're trying to chill out on at the moment?
Yeah, definitely.
I feel like the song is kind of a way to force yourself to like,
this is
something I'm going to improve on. You know?
No, definitely. I feel like it's out there and I can't come back to this.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. The track is, in terms of its kind of audio aesthetic, is noticeably different from some of your previous work, as it's much more indie-inspired in the same vein as To The Bone is, whereas a decent chunk of your work, as I found, is a bit more, you know, R&B/pop kind of vibe. Is that something that you want to continue with, or are you just, like, trying it out to see how it feels?
I really like writing that kind of music, like the indie stuff. Mm. And I'm so down to just like keep making indie music. It's lots of fun, and it like attracts different kinds of people to my music, and I think that's really sick. And like people who aren't really into the neo soul or the R&B or the pop can like get to know this side of me more, you know? Mm-hmm.
And maybe there'll be kind of a crossover there in terms of being like, oh, this is good, and then, oh, this is really good. Yeah. Is it, are you still wanting to continue with the neo soul, R&B, pop kind of stuff?
Yeah, 1000%. I think that's like my main, like,
bread
thing.
Yeah.
I think it's what, like, gels really well with my voice and stuff. So definitely expect more of that, but like, I'm also so down to keep making indie music.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Are there any other genres that you're quite curious to try out, like nu metal or?
I feel like an indie rock kind of thing could be fun.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Olivia Rodrigo, she makes a lot of like rock pop kind of stuff, and I think that's really cute. And I have a lot of friends who like really fuck with that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that would be really nice to see if, like, my friends would like me to sing that kind of stuff. I've never sang like rock properly. Like, I was in a rock band when I was like 10, okay? But nothing crazy.
That's crack up. I mean, you're in a pretty good city for a lot of indie music. I mean,
yeah,
it's excellent. Have you found that you might want to form a band with some people that you've met over in Melbourne, or what it was?
Yeah, I've met quite a few musicians, and everyone here is super talented and like quite like driven, so I'm really keen to form a band and like build that community.
Mm-hmm. How have you noticed the like I guess the culture about music and gigging? Is it pretty similar to how it is over here in Aotearoa, or is it a bit similar, a bit different?
I feel like it's similar in the sense that like everyone's kind of keen to go out and like have a good time, but I feel like it's in New Zealand it's quite like a small like niche group of people.
Mm.
Whereas I feel like music and art is celebrated quite like widely in Melbourne.
Mm-hmm.
By like all ages, all groups of people, you know, people who are actually doing the arts or like people who are just like, you know, like it. You know, it's like it's nice to see everyone's like involved. Mm-hmm. If that makes sense.
Yeah, for sure. I that's the vibe I get as well. I think they appreciate the arts a bit more. I think, as you mentioned before, before we were on air, that you moved to Melbourne in January for musical theatre to go to study that at a university. Were there any other cities that you were tossing up to go to study that in?
No, not really. Well, initially I was wanting to go to somewhere in New York. This was a couple years back once I graduated high school. But I thought that would be a better decision to go to Melbourne, because it's closer and it's still like really sick.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've always wanted to go to Melbourne, but New Zealand just didn't offer what I needed for theatre.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah. That's, I'm glad to see that that's, you've been able to find that over in Melbourne though. That's awesome. What would be your top like three favourite aspects of living in Melbourne?
Oh, okay. I think one of them would be the food.
Mm, of course. Yeah.
The restaurants are like phenomenal. The second would be the theater. There's always shows on, and like, it's just so insane how like celebrated it is here.
Mm-hmm.
And the third option I would say is the vintage clothing.
Quite strong. Yeah. Is it pretty expensive?
Oh, some places are really expensive.
Yeah.
And then some places you find things for like $20 to $30 and you're like, wait, that's actually like really good.
Okay.
Yeah.
I missed that.
You have to look.
Mm-hmm. No, that's good. I feel like I get a little bit jaded sometimes with vintage clothing stores, just because I spent a wee while in Wellington, and on Cuba Street there's so many shops that have, you know, really cool clothes, but they're all 90 to $40 for like a t-shirt, and I'm like, oh god.
Yeah.
A little bit frustrating.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. No, that's cool to hear, though. I'll have to check some out because I'm going to Melbourne in February. So I'll have to check some of that. Yeah. I think we're... Thank you very much for coming on the program so far. We'll wrap it up very shortly, but I do want to know, do you have any more singles coming out? And will you be playing any shows here in Aotearoa when you come back for the summer?
I currently don't have a show planned for when I come back, but if I do, it will be all on my social media. I have lots of music coming up soon. Mm-hmm. A big project is going to be coming out next year, and I'm super, super excited to share that with you guys.
Awesome.
And yeah.
Can you give us a date or a name? Or a rough estimation?
I would say big project probably around September.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
That's about a year away.
Yeah, about a year
away. About a year away. Yeah. Everyone knows how music works now, guys. Come on.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Awesome. Well, thank you very much for coming on the program. It was fantastic chatting with you. And good luck for the summer coming back here. I hope it's not too much of a harsh adjustment.
Thank you so much for having me.
Of course, of course. Thank you. All right, folks. That was Sinet talking about their new single, Worst Thing I Could Do. We're going to play it for you right now here on The One. It's 8:42. And then after that, we'll have the Rad Times Gig Guide. You're listening to The One. Keep it locked. Bye.
You forced me, dear, to bloom all year. The light of me you made disappear. While I grieve, you sit and steer. Just like you had no fear. Used to think that loving.
Thank you for listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast. There's heaps more at r1.co.nz.